Marvelous one. It's been a heck of a second round of the NBA playoffs. The Bulls did get bounced. There was a lot of end of the season interviews and conversation, but now we get to watch basketball, kind of let things simmer, and we'll wait until all of it has been said and done. Somebody hoists the Larry O'Brien trophy, and we get to see whose legacy is cemented. Does Chris Paul finally win one? Is Giannis going to get a back-to-back? Can Embiid drag the Sixers to a finals? Like, there's a lot of interesting things going on. Are Golden State Warriors really the team that is just a darling and going to make a run that nobody is going to be able to stop? Watching these playoffs and now being able to watch it without the Bulls there, just being able to watch pro basketball. Has anybody impressed you? Are you a little shocked that Memphis and Golden State is going this way? That there's been certain injuries? That Boston and Milwaukee are so dang close in score? Has there been something in the NBA playoffs that has kind of caught your attention now that the Bulls are gone and we're moving on into this tournament?
We could say that the team that beat us, the Bucks, are the defending champions, and they are until they're beaten. And they were able to eke one out 103-101 to take a 2-1 lead over the Celtics. And it looks like another team that's really hot on the other side is the Warriors, who beat the Grizzlies by 30 at home to take a 2-1 lead there. And I wouldn't be shocked that it's the Bucks and the Warriors now. I mean, the Bucks, if they whoever wins the Bucks-Celtics series is going to be a very strong team against perhaps Miami, most likely, or the 76ers. Whereas, I don't know, I don't see the Warriors against Phoenix. If that happens, I think the Warriors, you know, right now with a healthy Curry, could be very dangerous. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Golden State play Milwaukee in the finals the way it's standing now. But I mean, right now you still, I mean, the Mavericks and the Suns, as we speak right now, are playing, and the Mavericks have a chance to even that series at 2-2. They're down 2-1 in this series going into Sunday's game. So it's, you know, that may go either way. I just feel strongly right now about those Warriors. I mean, a 30-point win over the Grizzlies is pretty impressive. And the Bucks-Celtics may go the distance with 7, I think, you know, the way it looks. I mean, that's a very evenly matched series. And the winner of that series, I just see them beating Miami personally, but we'll see what happens.
I was fascinated with the people's perspective going into this round. I think people don't respect the Milwaukee Bucks, even though they're defending champions. They don't have Chris Middleton, but they do have one of the greatest basketball players this planet has ever seen. I think the Suns are such a dangerous team, but they just got to get there. They got to stay healthy. Chris Paul's got to stay healthy. They have a special threesome with DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker. I think Memphis is just a little too behind right now. I think John Morant's a heck of a player, but he's had knee issues this season. I don't think they're a complete enough team to beat a team like Golden State that they're, you know, if Jordan Poole's doing that, you know, if he's the one that's carrying this team and it's not just Steph Curry, it's not just Draymond, that it's not Clay, that's a dangerous team. And I think the Celtics, I like Celtics-Golden State as a matchup. Celtics might not get past this round, and they have arguably the next coming of the generation in a Jason Tatum. Let's go this. I think you and I, we're going to let it play out a little bit. By the next time we all talk to each other on the Sports Cubicle, we'll have a better idea of how most of these series have played out. I think a lot of these are going to go long. But now let's take it back to Chicago for a quick minute. Is there anything that you're watching here that kind of makes you think, heading into this offseason, are the Bulls really just maybe a move away from competing on the next step? Maybe not winning the finals, but being able to compete on now this level of the NBA playoffs. Where do you think the Bulls, if you're now digesting all this, how do you think this the Bulls are impacted by this?
It looks like they don't have the power forward that everybody else has. They have the outside shooting forwards. They have a center who likes to shoot from outside, but it doesn't seem like they have much of an inside game now that we've looked at the other teams where they crash the boards or go to the basket. They don't seem to have that threat of driving to the basket, you know, aggressively. And I don't know if Ball's that guy or they have somebody else, but I didn't see anybody in the round against Milwaukee, maybe for fear of being, you know, having their career ended by the Greek Freak or Lopez. Maybe that's it. But still, it would seem to me as though that's the lacking element that I'm seeing with some of these other teams. And I mentioned that Golden State yesterday, get a load of this. They were 63% from the field. And they were 17 of 32 from three-point range, and then they made 19 of their 21 free throws for 142 points. And that's why all of a sudden Golden State looks strong to me. But be that as it may, the Bulls need outside shooting too. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what Connaughton and the guy that we hate.
Thou shall not be named.
Yes. Yeah, but shall not be named. Yeah. We're really a difference in a couple of the games. Yeah. Yeah, guy from Duke. I won't mention his name.
No.
But in any event, that's another element. And I mean, maybe Dosunmu can do some of that. Maybe they have somebody else on the roster, but didn't much look like it in the playoffs. So they still need some help, a real strong inside presence. And I just think they're going to lose LaVine, but we'll see what happens.
All right. We'll leave it on this one, Marvelous One, on this beautiful Mother's Day. We love all you mamas out there listening to us here on the Sports Cubicle. A big mwah from all of us here. Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, Dan Marvin, myself, Mike Mercado. A fun one to end this talk. Marvelous One. Over under 30% that Zach LaVine is part of a deal that brings either Anthony Davis or Karl-Anthony Towns to Chicago.
Well, how does it work? I mean, he's free to go anywhere, isn't he?
Right now, unless it's a sign-and trade so he can make as much money as he can with Chicago, right, and then head over mm-hmm. to another team.
So is it better for him if they sign and trade than him just going as a free agent?
Yes, it's better for him. Yeah, it's more financially benefit for him to stay in Chicago to begin with. Okay. They can offer him the most money with an extra year.
Right. Then with that information in hand, I think that maybe they can agree on doing that. I think that would be beneficial for both sides. Now that I fully understand the ramifications, I'd love to see that now. I'd hate to see him just go for nothing, at this point. So sign and trade. If he's going to go anyway, it kind of reminds me of like the Chris Bryant philosophy. If he's going to go, you might as well try to get something.
We'll see.
That's the way I feel. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Marvelous One. And we know one thing, that our Taurus Karnišovas and Mark Eversley and nothing else are aggressive and very creative. So it's going to be a very fun second round in the NBA playoffs, a very fun rest of the NBA playoffs, and of course, an offseason. But more importantly, we want to know, what do you think about these NBA playoffs? Who do you like heading into the second round, playing in the second round, moving on in this crazy tournament? We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. It's the one and the only. It's the Marvelous One. Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.